See, it would come out. I'll play this back to you. I'll let you hear what happens. I'd like to ask you these words. I'll just record the fact that today is July the, 18th. Today is July the 18th, 1963, and we're at Picarice Pueblo, and I'd like to ask you some of these words in the language. All right. How do you say it's sour? It's sour. All right. Now, you're going to say if something. You're starting a story, if I go, or something like that. How do you say if?
If.
You say something like I hen. All right then. You say, I washed myself.
Wait, not al.
How's that again?
Wait, not al.
How do you say he washed it?
Ewano
ma'al. Ma'al. Mm-hmm. All right. Then, if you want to say, I didn't wash it.
Helet ya'al.
What do you call the lieutenant governor of the Pueblo? Something like alcalde?
Sawe pupan.
How?
Sawe pupan.
Now, do you have a word like alcalde?
Alcalde, the governor.
The governor, that's the governor. Alcalde.
That's a lieutenant governor.
And then the governor is Tapone?
Tapone.
Now, what do you call the chin, this part?
Anemo.
Would you say that again, please?
Anemo.
How do you say a whole lot of them?
Anene.
How do you say older brother?
Papa's omen.
That means my older brother or something like that. And just by itself, do you say papane?
Papane, that's me.
Papane, older brother. And if you want to say my older, if you're talking to your older brother, what would you say to him? Would you say just pa?
Papane.
My older brother. Now, if you're talking to your father, like when a child says daddy or something like that.
Antamene.
All right. Then let's see. If you want to say something is sweet, it's sweet. How do you say yes when you say yes? And if you're trying to say hello to somebody, do you say Akoa?
Akoa.
Would you say it again?
Akoa.
And that means
hello.
Hello, you're well, or something like that, doesn't it? If you say he had it or something, is it Ampilan or something like that? Ampilan.
Ampilan.
All right, say that again for me.
Ampilan.
He has a bad accent.
Well, it's just 28 years since the last time I heard this. I was only here one day.
It's a long time.
It sure is. The word for blood, the blood.
Ah, and then.
What do you call a glass that you drink out of? Something like vasomo or something like that? You say what? That's like that's a Spanish word.
Yeah. But we don't have no word.
You don't have, but when you want to talk about it, what do? Do you use the Spanish word or do you?
Chisatimo.
Oh, that means something made out of glass.
Yeah.
If you want to say, he worked.
Alat a.
How about chait a? Can you say that too? Chait a.
Oh, that means taos.
Hmm?
That means taos.
Is that
taos? Taos word.
Oh, that's taos word. Oh, you don't say that, huh?
We don't say that.
Oh, but you say alat a.
Yeah, alat a. That means.
Alat a.
Pickers.
Yeah. Now, what does this word chahone mean? Chahone.
Chahone. That means a witch.
A witch, huh? How do you say a lot of them?
Chahone.
Is that chahone? Chahone.
Chahone, yeah.
One of them.
Chahune.
Chahune. And a lot would be Chahune.
Yeah. Right.
All right. A turtle. Turtle?
Chalone.
Chalone. And a whole lot of them?
Chalone.
If you want to say something is happening right now, chan or something like that? Chan? Does that mean now?
Chan na pui me e, chan. Chan na pui me e, or he na pui me e,
or ta chan oizoto
me. Chan. Is there a word like chapayo?
Chapayo, no.
Yeah.
Crown, what you call it?
Crown.
Chapayone.
Chapayone.
How do you say a lot of them?
Chapayone. Chapayone.
He sang, like he sang a song.
Chat a.
Again?
Chat a.
Chat a. If you want to say, I'm singing right now, how do you say that?
Ta chat a hu.
How do you say today?
Chat hui.
Again?
Chat hui.
Chat hui. What's the word for a song? A song when you're singing? A song, something like cha amo.
Cha amo. Song.
And a lot of songs?
Cha ane.
How do you say he is big or it's big?
Cha an.
Now, if you say cha an owia, that means it is big. Is that right? Owia. Owia means it is or something like that. Is that what it means? Cha an means big.
Yeah.
call a turquoise, you know, this blue stone? Chalmoyon?
Chalmoyon. Out
now what does it mean if you say chom ahia?
Chom ahia.
That blue or some color?
Light blue. Like
red. Would you use that about the color of your dress?
No.
No.
It's a light blue, yeah.
That is chom ahia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that color?
Chong.
Champowen.
Champowen.
Yeah. Champowen.
Because there's two words, you know, blue and green, they're almost
the same. Yeah. Changwei. If you say Changwei, that means either green or blue.
Green. Just green.
Green. Uh-huh. All right. What do you say for dough that you make bread out of?
Chan.
Now, could you say, suppose you want to say, I saw the dough, you know, you came in and you saw it there.
Tichamon.
How?
Tichamon.
Tichamon. Word for a mouse?
Chechone.
One mouse. Chechone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And a whole lot of them?
Chechone.
Mm-hmm. Now how would you say I saw the mouse?
Tichechomon.
Uh-huh. And I saw the mice, a whole lot of them?
Pichechomon.
Same prefixes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Che Pequene, is that some kind of a bird? What kind of bird is that?
Robin.
A robin.
Che Pequene.
Uh-huh. And a whole lot of them are?
Che Pequene.
Now, what do you call a white man?
Chip Ahan.
Uh-huh. And a whole lot of white men. How do you say that?
Chip Ahan.
Chip
Ahan.
Yeah.
Ahan.
That means having light eyes, doesn't it?
Yeah. Light blue eyes.
Light blue eyes. Uh-huh. Yeah, but suppose they got brown eyes like her. What do you call it? They
don't count.
Mm-hmm. Now, the word for an eye?
Che-e-mon.
That's one. Hmm?
One.
And two of them?
Che-e-ne.
All right. Now, how do you say, I saw his eye, just one? I saw one eye.
Pi-che-mon.
Uh-huh. And how do you say, I saw the eyes, a whole lot of them?
Da-che-mon.
Da-che-mon.
Tachemon on.
The string of a bow, Chempamon.
Chempamon.
Mesamon.
Chempamon.
Chempamon.
That's the string of a
huel.
Oh,
a bow.
Yeah, huel chepamon, that means string.
Huel chepamon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how do you say a lot of them?
Huel chepane.
Mm-hmm. Alright. If you say, he went hunting.
Chermen.
Chermen.
And then you say, next, if you want to go hunt by yourself. Tachomehu.
Tachomehu.
That means yourself.
Now, the hunt chief, the chief of the hunt, would you call him Chetunene?
Chetunene.
Chetunene, Chetunene, or something like that?
Chetunene.
What do you call a chief?
Chief.
Have you got a word like Tonene?
Onene.
Onene.
Chert
onene.
Chert onene.
I'm one of them.
Onene. You. How do you say a whole lot of them?
Chert onene. It's just two of them over here.
Yeah.
We just got two.
Lots, that means.
They've got only two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That means lots.
Yeah. How do you say I'm walking? I'm traveling.
Tachihu.
Tachihu. Tachihu. You got a word for cold? It's cold. It's something like chi, chi mo, or something like that.
Oh, cold.
It's cold.
Na xiao.
Na chi o.
Oh, na chi. That means two, three words.
What does that mean? Na chi.
Cold, yeah.
It's cold. When you tie something, like you tie a string or a knot or something, can you say DG, I tie it, or something like that?
Tanatsui.
Oh,
hey.
Tanatsui. How do you say it's small? Something like chiaki.
Yao hen, Jack Yao hen.
Say it again.
Jack Yao hen.
We missed all the lights.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. How do you say on the left side? The left side.
Chia le mon.
Chia le mon. Is there a word? Chia le ma.
Chalma.
What does that mean?
The left side.
Chalma. Chalma.
Chalma.
Chalma.
You got two words for that.
Yeah. How do you say, suppose you said a sentence, I sat on the left side. Just say that. Sat down on the left side, or something like that.
Chalma kuta na pupai.
Say that again for me.
Chalma kuta na pupai.
Chalma kuta na pupai. We got a word for pig. A pig, you know.
Pig.
Yeah.
Chiatene.
That's Spanish, huh?
No,
no, that's
no, is that a good Picarese word? Chiatene. How do you say more than one of them? A whole lot of them.
Chiatene.
How do say it's near here, right near me, something like that. Near.
Near.
Chiao.
Chiao Ohan.
How's that?
Chiao Ohan.
What do you call a hammer? A hammer that you hit things with?
E
Huan. E Huan.
What about Chi Chong in there?
Chi Chong.
What is that?
It's for the blacksmith.
The blacksmith.
Yeah. But this is E Huan, that means.
How would you say, for instance, if you're putting a child to sleep, and you say, I put him to sleep. That means I put him to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. How would I say, suppose I were saying to you, you're putting him to sleep. You put him to sleep.
Achi piawe.
Achi piawe. I see. That's good. Now, you have a word, molone, which means a box or something, or a pot or something like that.
Pots.
Molone.
Molone.
That means one.
Molone,
that means lots of them.
Mm-hmm. How's one of them again?
Molone.
And one, just one.
Molomo.
How do you say he went to sleep? He fell asleep.
Tachipiu.
That's I fell asleep, huh? Yeah. And if you're talking about him, somebody else, you say just chipiu.
Chipiu.
Chipiu. How do you say he woke up?
Chiwa.
How do you say I woke up?
Tachiwa.
Tachiwa. Suppose you wanted to say I'm waking up right now.
Tachiwa who?
How do you say he woke up? I'm going to wake up later. I will wake up. I'm going to wake up later, something like that.
Tasochiwachi.
Now the word for a bird is chiuchone.
Chiuchone.
Chiuchone. And a whole lot of them?
Chiuchone.
And an eagle, one eagle.
Chiwene.
Chiwene. And a lot of eagles.
Chiwene.
And the word for a goat, a goat.
Chewiane.
Chewiane. Chewiane. And more than one?
Chewiane.
Is this somebody's name? Chiuquan Paine. Does that mean a red eagle tail or something like that? Is that the name of somebody?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's a red eagle.
Red eagle, yeah.
Red eagle.
Tail. Quam is tail, doesn't it?
Red eagle tail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the word for knife?
Chiyine. That's meant a butcher knife.
How about chihene?
Chihene, yeah.
That's an ordinary
that's
knife?
A knife, yeah.
Pocket knife.
And how about a whole lot of knives?
Chihene.
How would you say he asked him a question? He asked him to ask somebody.
Qian.
Uh-huh. Now, a question, the word for question is what? Qigane?
When you ask a question, you.
Yeah. Did you say Qigane?
Qigane.
Qigane. Qigane.
Qigane.
Qigane.
When you ask a question.
See, if I don't say these right, don't mind me. I've just been talking Taos for a long time, so I sound like a Taos.
Pretty near this sound like Taos, but not.
How do you say iron or, you know, metal, something like that? Chiyine.
Chiyine.
What's that?
Chiyine.
Chiyine. If you want to say, I see the iron. How would you say it?
Tanachi moon.
Tanachi moon. If you want to ask, where is it? Where? Choho?
Choho.
A shirt? What do you call a shirt?
Chonene.
Oh?
Chonene.
Chonene. And a lot of them?
Chonene.
How do you say the number 7?
Cho-o.
Cho-o. Mm-hmm. Would you count from 1 to 10, 1, 2, 3, and so on?
Mama, pe.
Wemu, weise, bachu, win, anu, mase, cho-o, huile, huin, tenk ote.
How do you say 100?
Ten hua.
That means a big 10, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you ever say cien? Use a Spanish word for 100? Do you ever say cien?
Cien, yeah.
Yeah, for 100. Now, how do you say he's passing by, like the truck just passed by?
Chong hu.
Chong hu. Now, is there, if a baby, for instance, is sucking milk from a bottle, how do you say that? Is that chonghu?
Chonghu.
Chonghu. Chonghu. Now, it's passing by? Chonghu.
Chonghu.
And he's sucking it? Chonghu.
Chonghu, that's baby.
The baby, yeah. Chonghu. No.
They're near the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call the sleeve?
Chocha emo.
And a whole lot of them?
Chocha ene.
When you want to ask when will something happen? Chun an?
Chun an. Na chon pun.
What is the word for liver, the liver inside, you know, the calf's liver or your liver? Ch'a-emun?
Ch'a-emun, that's liver.
Liver. Ch'a-emun. Mm-hmm. How do you say he's new or young?
Ch'a-emun.
How?
Ch'a-emun. That's new.
He fried it when you're cooking something. If you fry things.
Chulu.
How?
Chulu.
Chulu. Mm-hmm. How about this form? Chule. What does that mean? Chule.
Chule. That's when he fried.
Chulin.
Chulin.
If something is bitter, tastes bitter, is that the same as the word for sour? You say otsu.
Otsu.
How do you call the calf of the leg, this part?
Kasechon emo.
Oh, that's the other one, yeah. How about tsu ene?
Tsu ene.
Tsu emo.
Tsu emo.
Yeah.
Kasechon
emo.
And then if there are a whole lot of them, you say tsu ene.
Tsu ene, yeah.
How do you say he got drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
A lot of them tsu ene. A lot of them tsu ene.
They are drunk, yeah. The face.
Tsu mo.
And a lot of faces?
Tsu ene.
Tsu ene. What do you call a blue jay? That's Yawene.
Yawene.
That's one.
One.
And a lot of them?
Well, that means Yawene.
Yeah.
Yawene, that means one. Uh-huh. Yawene, that means a lot.
Mm-hmm. How do you say he picked it out? You know, pick or pull out something out of it. Would you say something like beats or an? Beats or? I picked it out.
Beats or an or?
Beats or an.
Beats or an.
Beats or an.
Means I picked it out or something?
Yeah.
How do you say yellow? Yellow color. Olwen?
Olwen.
How?
Olwen.
Olwen. Mm-hmm. Olwen. How do you say first?
Ope.
Ope. How do you say brown? Brown color.
Chulwen.
Chulwen. And that's different from the word for yellow, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you say yellow?
Chulwen.
Chulwen.
And brown?
Chulwen.
Chulwen. Now is that a good Picarese word? Chulwen?
Chulwen.
Yeah. And you make the difference between brown and yellow.
Yeah, Chulwen, that means yellow. Chulwen, that means brown.
Mm. Now here's one where you wouldn't understand the Taos.
Yeah.
Because the Taos say Chulwi, and it means yellow or it means brown, same word. See? If you say he's riding a horse,
Ma'el Shai, yeah.
Say it again.
Ma'el Shai.
He's riding a horse. He rode the horse, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ma'el Shai. Now, what's the word that means you, like you?
Nah.
Now, na means I.
That means me.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah, but when you're talking, you say, eh. You.
Eh.
See, that's hard always to get. See, I say, what's the word that means you? And he says, no, but that means I, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that means you.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No.
And next word you mean, eh, that means you.
Eh, that means you. And that's when you a whole lot of people over there, and you say, you fellows over there, you just say, eh, the same way. Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then if we all of us over here, we still say, no.
Nah.
Nah. Is that, how's that again?
You just say.
Yeah.
Say by your own self. Nah.
Nah. But suppose I say we, all of us. Then what do I say?
Ponhad.
How?
Ponhad.
Oh, now that means all.
Yeah.
All.
We.
But can I say nah, Pohan, all of us?
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, if you say he came yesterday. He came home. He arrived. Something like that. Would you say eh? And for he came, can you say Ewen and on?
Ewen and on Huchen.
And the part of it that means he came is and on.
And on. That means he came.
Would you say that again?
And on.
And if you say he's coming right now, I see him down the road.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. if you say he shook it, he shook it, like when you shake something. Is that Anlon or something?
Chorzu.
Uh-huh. Well, what does it mean if you say Alma, Alma,
Elma,
Elma, that means shaking.
It's shaking, I see. Mm-hmm. How do you say he played like a game? I think this is harder than Taos, you know that? Now, if you're talking about a person, you want to say he or she. What's that? Enwen?
Enwen.
Enwen. Again?
Enwen.
Your shoulder. And a whole lot of them, two shoulders. Let's see. I got a lot of names of people here, but we can check them some other time. But I'd like to get Dr. Dick's map, you know, the different places here and what they're called. And then we'll look at the map and you can tell me what the places are called. Now, when you say something like Die Erlang, does that mean I am driving it or something like that? Die Erlang.
Lane.
What does that mean?
When you drive something.
I drive something, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, if I'm driving it right now, would you say, Die Erlhu?
Die Erlhu.
Die Erlhu. And if I did that yesterday, then you'd say, Die Erlane.
Die Erlane.
Die Erlane. And I'm going to drive it tomorrow. Could you say
Die Erlchi?
I will drive it.
Yeah, when you got something ready already, you say Die Erlchi. That means you drive it right away.
Right away. How do you say he's coughing?
Ulahu. Ulahu.
What's the word for the choke cherry? And more than that's one.
No, that's lots.
Hold on. How do you say one?
That's one. And that means whole lot.
Say he grew, like grew big. And the word for a boy?
Oh, chona.
That's one.
One.
And a lot of boys?
Oh, chona.
Now, what is the word for leaf, or a leaf, like the leaves on the tree?
That's
one leaf.
Yeah.
A whole lot of leaves. If you want to say no, what do you say?
Ahien.
Say, I took it, I took hold of it. Die Hacking?
Die Hacking.
Die Hacking. How did you say he's alive? He's living, he's alive. Halawa?
Halawa Chihu.
Halawa Chihu. Halawa Chihu. If you want to say that's enough or something like that, you say hatan.
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 Yeah.
Hatan.
That's enough.
That's enough. Now when you're telling a story, and you want to say and then, what do you say? Something like this. say Hatan there too, or did he say something else?
Hatan.
This word that means lucky, like he's lucky, something like huh or something.
Huh.
And how do you use that? You just say that? You want to say he's lucky, you just say huh.
And when huh.
And when huh.
That's when he's lucky.
That's if you're going to put something down or lower it, say, he lowered it.
I threw away.
I
threw away.
I threw away. And if you're going to raise it up.
High or low?
How?
High or low?
High or low. I see. And if it's all already been raised up, do you say high or low?
High or low?
Now, is there a word like do you have a word like hong emon, which means a shell or something like that? For instance, you know the name of Santa Fe. Do you have this name?
Hong Anan.
For Santa Fe. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Hong Anan.
Hong Anan.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the word, the first part of that means a shell, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How do you say he's breathing? He's breathing.
Ha, liahu.
Say he's hungry.
Ha pihu.
Ha pihu.
Ha pihu.
Ha pihu. If you want to say the word what is that? You say heyo. Or hele.
Heleo.
Heleo.
Heleo. Heleo. And you want to say nothing.
Helena.
Helena. How do you say sometimes?